Support for this program by Fairbanks, Alaska, the Golden Heart City. Go see a Gold Panthers game. Visit downtown art galleries or drive out to Chena Hot Springs. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. The U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan bill that includes more than $11 billion in infrastructure funding for tribes and Native communities. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act includes billions of dollars for sanitation construction, a tribal transportation program, approved water rights settlements, and a broadband connectivity program. Hawaii's U.S. Senator Brian Schatz chairs the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs and spoke in favor of the bill.
This legislation contains more than $11 billion in direct investments for Native communities, including $3.5 billion for clean water access and delivery, $3 billion for safe roads and bridges, $2 billion to close the digital divide for American Indian, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian families.
The bill moves to the U.S. House for further consideration. The U.S. military will review whether some awards to Black and Native American veterans should be upgraded to the Medal of Honor. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrote in an August 2nd memo that the review will cover Black and Native American veterans of the Korean and Vietnam Wars, as well as Native Americans who fought in World War II. The Army and Navy conducted similar reviews for Black World War II veterans. The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat. In a release, the Defense Department said that the review will make sure that veterans who served at a time of widespread racial discrimination receive equal opportunities for their valor to be recognized. An agreement between the Picayune Rancheria of Chichansi Indians and Madera County, California, will expand sheriff and fire services to Chichansi tribal land and the nearby community. Claudia Gonzalez is the chairwoman for the Picayune Rancheria.
Picayune has a long history of working with Madera County and their board of supervisors. The tribe and the community, the county, have always stressed the importance of working together to protect and serve our local community as a whole.
According to a news release, the tribe will increase funding to a local fire station to increase staffing and to better use a fire truck.
And just being able to provide the assistance and the knowledge and being able to protect our community was a huge thing for the tribe to make sure everyone was safe.
The agreement will also reimburse the county sheriff's office for patrolling the tribe's casino and provide funding for two patrol vehicles at the casino. A federal district court in Washington vacated a past ruling in a decades-long fishing rights dispute between the Lummi Nation and two Tsleil-Waututh tribes. The Tsleil-Waututh tribes claimed the Lummi Nation had encroached on their territorial waters in northwest Washington. The district court had ruled in a previous judgment that the Lummi Nation didn't include the waters in question. However, the Ninth Circuit made a decision in another judgment in June that the Lummi Nation wasn't encroaching on the other tribes' waters. The Tsleil-Waututh tribes contested that decision, and now the federal district court's decision to vacate its past ruling also favors the Lummi Nation. U.S. District Judge Ricardo Martinez urged the tribes to work together on a potential resolution, saying, quote, "Ultimately, there may not be a legal solution, and if there is, it will likely have to come from the Ninth Circuit," end quote. A California State Commission will launch an investigation into the treatment of a sacred site on a university campus. Located on what is now the California State University Long Beach, Pavunga is an ancient and sacred village site that holds historical and cultural significance to the Tongva, Ohoshiman, and other Southern California tribes. In 2019, the university dumped construction dirt and debris from a student housing project on the 22-acre site. Tribal groups protested and sued, alleging that in doing so, the university desecrated the site. On July 30th, the California Native American Heritage Commission unanimously voted to launch the investigation. The commission will also file an amicus brief in support of tribal groups in the ongoing lawsuit. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. This show is supported by the FX original series, Reservation Dogs. From Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi, Reservation Dogs follows the adventures of four indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma. Reservation Dogs, now streaming exclusively FX on Hulu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.